Carl, what have you been playing?
I recently completed Angry Birds, actually.
Oh, wow. That's some hardcore gaming right there. I fucked up!
Fuck yeah. I've been busy. I've been doing shit for the site.
Shit, next he's gonna be moving on to fucking that Angry little ninja Birds game.
You both spoke at the same time, I didn't catch that, what?
We both called you an ass.
Carl, you got Angry Birds Rio?
No, I haven't actually.
Ah, you're missing out. What about Angry Birds Seasons?
No!
You two watched a game!
I just have fucking Angry Birds, not the original game Angry Birds.
Why would you buy an Apple product?
Major retard moment there, right?
Apple products suck!
It's Android, mate.
Oh, I thought it was only on Apple.
No.
Will I take it back, then?
I was looking crazy.
I fucked up! I'm not ashamed to admit it!
You're so angry doing these podcasts.
I really done goofed!
Do you think he's, like, angry when he masturbates? Some furiously fapping. Like, come already!
You must have, some fucking high cholesterol after this podcast.
He sits down and a small vein in his head pops. Yeah. No, that's what, he goes quiet halfway through, don't he? He's just had like a fucking seizure or something. JD, you there? JD, you there?
crack, so much crack.
Well, I've been playing one of my favourite games,
pastime
game, from Xbox One, which was The Darkness, which I thought was pretty good. I really enjoyed The Darkness.
Have you seen Darkness 2?
Well, I was just coming on to that.
Oh.
Yes. And I completed the Darkness 2 demo that came out on Xbox Live Marketplace recently. And admittedly, it was different. Still good. I was very angry early today, so I decided to sit down and play it.
There's a funny story with me and you behind The Darkness.
Is there?
Do you remember what it is, right? The first time I ever played The Darkness was around your house. It was
like, that's The Darkness, right?
Anyway, first time I ever played The Darkness, the video game, was around your house, like seven years ago, and it was like a kind of small party. It's just like, we were getting a game for the whole night.
And Dave put his cocking curls in.
Now, I remember, you got really scared of this guy your sister was dating, he wanted to shave your head or something. No, that was Kyle.
That was Kyle, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle got really scared of this guy. He wanted to shave his head in while he was slept.
No, he wanted to engrave G into his forehead.
No, I remember, because that was the night I was sleeping on your couch. You came down with toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
And you gave me a permanent curl in my head, because I just caught you in time. But not time enough for me to get rid of the toothpaste in my hand.
Yeah. And then I came back down later, didn't I? And I was talking to you and I fell asleep mid-sentence.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Oh, memories.
That's some crazy.
Good times. Nostalgia. How I love
you. How old were you two? Like, what, 12?
Nah, we were like 15, something like that. Yeah.
That makes it even more lame.
Because we were really, really drunk.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you were. You weren't just little nerdy kids. Oh, my God, we should stay up all night and play The Darkness. You have such great ideas, Dave.
I remember being 14, me and you were down my house, right, and then I asked my uncle for money, and then we went over the shop, got loads of beer, and just got drunk.
Yeah.
You remember that?
He used to do that a lot, though.
Because he said to us, no, I'm not giving you money for booze, you're not old enough, and then he come back up 15 minutes later, gives me 20 and said, spend it on cider.
Did you spend it on cider?
No, not on light cider, we just got like Carling or something.
Fair enough.
Anyway, onto topics I've been up to recently, right? Here's a funny story of something that happened to me recently. I'm calling it the bandana incident.
Ah, I have so many of those.
I have none. This is why this story's kind of funny. Everyone knows about... Well, you guys know about my spare room, don't you? And for listeners at home, I'm doing my spare room up to be an office. So there's a lot of shit... Well, there was a lot of shit in there that I needed to get rid of. So we filled up a shitload of...
Basically packed, like, four desks into this bandana.
No.
Good luck with that.
Anyway, we tidied up the room, got all the rubbish out of there, put like in 6 bin bags, and everything that could be chucked away, we chucked away. But there was stuff like bits of old wood, drawers we had to smash up and stuff. We're like, okay, well, we've got an idea. There's a skip like 10 minutes away from here in an alleyway. So we're waiting until cover of night, and we got all the shit that we couldn't get rid of. We got this drawer, filled it to the top. We're like, and Kyle just turns to me, he's like, no, we can't be seen. If we're seen, we get the game away. Someone's going to report us, I know it. He's like, that's probably a good idea, man. Why don't we both put on bandanas and walk down the street in, like, gloves and stuff? And he's like, that's a great idea. So he gets... So he goes into his room and he comes back with this proper fucking professional bandana, and I'll come out with a t-shirt tied on my head like a ninja man. I'm like, I didn't know you actually had a bandana. And he's like, yeah, I didn't know you had a t-shirt.
I have three. I have three bandanas.
Anyway. Anyway, so we're like, we go out into the stairway, and I'm on the third story. So it's 2 sets of stairs down. We're like, okay, we've got to be really fucking quiet, because if a neighbour comes out, it's just going to see us in bandanas carrying a load of shit.
that would look really good.
So we were carefully navigating around these stairs, like lifting everything up, and these bits of wood kept almost slipping out of the drawer. It's like bang on the floor. It's like, oh shit, leave the wood behind, Kyle. He's like, no. He grabs it with his foot. And we get out the door at long last, and this 10 minutes seems to take us like an hour to get there, because every car that goes by and stuff, we just stop, carefully put the shit down, and just like turn our heads away from these cars. And this one guy walks past, and he's like, he just fucking stares at us, and we're just like, nonchalant.
So, yeah, just moving some furniture down the road.
We get this, we see this one car, and we think it's doubled back. I thought, oh man, what about if that guy owns the skip? And I'm like, yeah, you're totally right, man. We should stay here for 10 minutes and wait to see if this guy comes back. He could be tailing us.
Do what a normal person does, take it to the skip. Or just leave it outside.
And naturally, we couldn't take Kyle's car because they'd track us. Anyway, we get to this skip.
All right. So you're in a situation where you're sitting in your living room. You look over to your right and you see two masked vigilantes your skip from a car. So what are you really going to get outside, jump in your car, and follow them?
Those bastards
going to do that.
No, because it's illegal to dump another people's skips. So
no, I know, but still, you're not going to say...
It's a skip.
Right, there's two masked people.
Were there a police investigation? Did they dust off fingerprints?
Well, we were wearing gloves.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it looked like... We were being so careful, stuff. It looked like we were carrying a dead body. Dude, have we just killed someone? It looks like we've just robbed a house and we're just carefully taking the shit away, but we don't have a getaway car. And we go into this alley, and this alley's like pitch black. It's like, okay, I'll go tail it out. So I scout ahead. It's like, there's no one there. And we get to the skip, and it's an empty skip, but we just leave the skip by the, we leave the drawer by the skip. And we're just like, well, let's just fucking run. Okay, and we just like leg it.
Yeah,
no, we leg it for like 2 seconds, and we just take our masks off and just carry on normally. It was like, yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, it wasn't.
You two are like the world's shittest fucking thing. What if the guy who owns the skip is listening to this and he's like, yeah, fucking got you now. You'll back trace it. You better go into hiding, Carl.
So that's what I've got to recently.
You live such an interesting life, Carl.
I do. I make all the mediocre things amazing things. Just the simplest job of getting rid of your rubbish turns into a spectacular adventure of might and heroism and criminal activity. So what have you guys been up to? Top that story.
I'm afraid I can't. I became the fucking student, one of the student reps for my whole college course. And I'm not quite sure how, because I'm shit at everything. But I'm sitting in this meeting, everyone's chatting away, I'm like, shit, don't know what to say. So I just go, would you rather be a robot or a cat?
Or a cow?
Cat.
All right.
And the best part is, they didn't ignore me, they didn't just play it off. Okay. Just went, yeah, I'd rather be a robot. I was just like, win.
Well, explain the pros and cons of this. What does a cat give you that a robot doesn't?
nightlight.
You have to sleep all day. If you're a robot, then people are going to expect things of you. And you have to be all, like, binary and shit.
Yeah, but Dave said nine lives. Robots are immortal.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, but if you're a robot, you probably have to abide by the three laws of robotics from I Am Robot. Yeah. I almost said I Am Robot.
I Am Legend. Yeah.
I Am Robot.
Because they both got Will Smith. I Am Robot. I Legend.
Thing is, it's the cat though. You can be like a suicide terrorist nine times.
Cats don't actually have nine lives.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
But I wonder where that comes from.
It's obviously a guy killing a lot of cats.
If any of you know where the rumour of cats having nine lives comes from, send me the answer at jd@backseatgamers.net.
I was watching this video earlier and I put it in the link dump. This guy puts a lot of tinfoil on the ground of his house and just a hallway. It's like he's trying to test if his cat will walk across it or not. And his fucking cat approaches the tinfoil and just kind of stops for like 10 seconds. It's like, what the fuck do I do?
The fuck is this shit?
But tap, 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 tap. Just walks across it. It's like, experiment failed.
Have you seen when they put socks on cats?
Yeah.
They just walk like spastic.
Oh no, this is starting to turn into Reddit all over again.
What?
Starting to turn into Reddit.
You're not a Reddit, are you, Dave?
No, I just read the Rage comics and laugh at kittens. Alright, I go on 4chan.
Good. Sometimes you go on there and you can sit there for hours laughing away.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just go on there and you just think, nope.
Well, to be honest,
no 4chan today.
Recently, when I've been going on, it's just shitty pictures of like some faggot like going in there, like, oh, look, this porn star, can someone source the picture? Like, no, fuck off.
Dude,
go to the advice
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He won't know. Go to big, beautiful
women. But yeah, I mean, some of the stuff on this Darkness 2 demo is pretty fucking good. If you play the Darkness, you basically get these two big, like, demon snake tentacle things come out of your back. Or wherever. And so you can control these, and, like, you can shoot at the same time. But, you know, you just don't need a gun. The game's much more fun without the gun. And, you know, I shoot this guy in the leg, and he falls over, he's become stunned, so I can then pick him up with one of the demon arms, and so I pick him up by the leg, so he's hanging upside down, and this guy's screaming, he's got a balaclava, and he's like, tell my mum I died a good death! And basically, this demon arm, he's got one leg, like, you know, held at the wrist, upside down, he grabs the other leg, with the ankle upside down, twists them around, and they're just fucking pulls. And it's just so gory. It's called Wishbone.
Cool story, bro.
It rips the guy in half.
Let's talk about something else.
It rips the guy in half, and I'm just sitting there like, that's so gruesome, it's sexy.
Did either of you ever play Prototype?
I did, actually.
I
played some of it, and, you know, what I did play was really addictive and hilarious. But,
Jenny,
I just run through the streets, what?
Jenny. Have you ever seen Doomsday Arcade?
Yeah, I've been watching it. I'm only about...
Jamal. Have you met Jamal yet?
Jamal is awesome.
Oh, you'll love Jamal.
But I don't understand Big Daddy. Call me Jamal. But I don't understand Jamal.
Oh, Laser Cat. That was brilliant. Yes, you can have cheeseburger.
So how far into it are you?
I've just got to the bit where they've got to their gamer tag. Association thing, the Go Fist Your Arsehole one.
You're about 5 into it then?
I think I'm about 10 episodes in. I like the bit with they've got, they're doing a Fallout 3, but because it's run on the same engine as Elder Scrolls, they've got the Impress. Now you're fucked! Enter that!
Yeah, it is a good series. I'll put it in the link dump if anyone wants to go watch it. I'd recommend it. Hosted on New Scopist.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. It's still on there. I
haven't watched Yahtzee in ages.
He's not that popular anymore. If you want to watch someone really funny, check out the Jimquisition. Jimquisition. on the Escapist, it's really funny.
Oh, that reminds us of... I made a new character on Skyrim, and I'm just like, you know, pure mage. I got this spell called Equilibrium, which basically, it replaces my health with mana, so I can hurt myself to replenish mana.
Win.
So I thought, okay then, so what about if I heal at the same time?
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't lose any health, I don't lose any mana, and I just gain inspiration levels and health levels forever. Can smooth Skyrim. He fucked up there. But there is okay. A lot of glitches.
You guys carry on. I'm going to go take a massive shit. I'll be back in like 5 minutes. JD out, motherfucker.
You think he like saves these up?
He's got to. He fucking
but
has
damn,
to.
I really need a shit, but the podcast don't start for another 2 hours. Better eat some croutons.
Some fibre.
Okay, have you seen, I know JD has, but I'm not sure if you have. Have you seen funny conversations between Snake and Otacon?
No.
Sorry.
Otacon, I have an erection.
Snake?
Otacon, I have an erection.
I can't remember the rest of it.
Well, I'm sure it was.
That's not the only thing. Okay. Let's have a conversation, but... Let's do it as... Okay, I have to be a character you designate, and I designate you a character, and we'll see if we can pull it off a conversation.
Okay.
Okay. See if this works.
Do we have to use, like, lines from the characters, or is it just, like, the character has to kind of say something?
You can do.
Character or what?
You can do if you get stuck.
Right, so put my mind into this character's mind, and what character have I got?
Okay, I'm going to say you're Colonel Johnson.
Sergeant Johnson.
Sergeant Johnson.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
What are you going to be?
I don't know, you have to designate that for me.
Ah, I see, right, okay.
It's better fun, is it?
I'll say someone like Rayman who can't speak.
I don't think that's going to work, Dave.
Alright. I don't know what games you play. You could just Snake, I guess. Yeah, or something.
That could be an interesting conversation. Okay, and the topic discussion is pizza.
Right.
This is going to be ridiculous. It's like
right,
this could be a weekly thing.
Right, see how this works out.
Johnson.
You ready? Do.
Johnson. Snake here.
Oh, I know what the ladies like.
I could really go with some pepperoni pizza.
Ah, yeah, pepperoni. Oh, sorry, let me just get my black mumble. Oh, yeah, I could do some pizza.
Johnson, I just killed a man and saw him turn into a ration. Johnson, I'm gonna quit smoking. I'm seeing laser beams everywhere, man. Where's that pizza at?
Look here, Tinkerbell. Oh, the light bulb knows I can't do it. I fucking can't do it.
Alright, I'm gonna... Okay, let's try this game with different characters then.
Yeah, I mean, Johnson doesn't really do much. He just shoots shit. And smokes a cigar.
I'm going to make you Mario.
Oh, this will be fun. Okay, and you could be Princess.
What, Zelda?
No, like the Princess Peach.
Princess Peach.
I'm back, bitches.
Okay, stay quiet a sec.
and the topic is balloons.
Balloons. What? Okay.
Well, Jenny, just stay silent for a sec. You're going to love this.
Right. Do you want me to start off?
Go for it.
Hey, Adam. Pizza's Pizza, I got you a balloon.
Mario, come to my house. I have a cake for you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea, Adam. You should stay here with me. Some Bowser will kidnap you up and up again. And he has balloons.
Please steal my cake.
Your cake has mushrooms in it. I could fancy getting really stoned right now.
The fuck have I just walked in on?
Have you seen that piss take of Mario and Peach?
No.
I haven't.
It's just like he goes through hell to get her and he's like,
can I have
a piss? And she's like, what? No.
No, here's a cake.
It just throws, she picks her up and throws it to Bowser. Bowser's like, what the fuck?
I'll include that link. Go on, Jenny, do you want to try this in this little game we've invented?
I don't know what's going on.
Right, basically, two people have a conversation, I pick the topic, and you have to designate each other characters from video games, and then you have to act like those characters and have a conversation.
Okay, I'm doing it. I choose Solid Snake.
No. What, for Dave?
What?
You can't pick your own character. You designate a character person.
Okay, I designate Dave. Let me have a think. Ezio Auditore di Firenze.
Ezio Auditore di Firenze. Okay, I'll designate you as...
If you don't say Snake, I'm going to come to your house and shit on your mother.
We've already had Snake.
No. I've got a good one that you'll enjoy. Dragonborn!
Yes! Okay, topic.
Topic is...
Talking.
Right, topic is...
Mustafa!
The topic is fluffy little bunnies.
Okay, okay.
Fuck you, Carl!
do you want to start, or do you want me to start this one off?
You start, why not?
I'm looking for the Adam Ebron. Hold on. I got this. I was looking for the apple of Eden, and I came across Clittly Kittons. You want Kitton?
I haven't played Skyrim!
Okay, I'll give you a hint that's play Skyrim, right? Everything he says will kill people. That's why he never talks.
Yahtzee!
And that's your step.
In their tongue, he is Duvakeen!
Dragonborn!
Mustafa!
Let's do one more conversation. Me and JD, and Dave has to give us a topic.
Okay.
Oh, I've got a good one. Go on.
Okay. You caught up a character yet?
I thought of one, but I think it might be a bit...
I've got one.
Okay, you're going to be Lara Croft.
You're going to be Glamados.
What?
Gyarados.
Alright, I can do that.
Technically, that is from a video game. What's the topic?
Right, basically, you're both in an office, right, and the printer's jammed.
I can't have anything for a situation that this would happen.
You're in an office, and the printer's jammed, and you each think it was each other. Go.
Okay, you have to start.
Okay, I'll start.
Remember, and you did not jam the printer.
But I think Gyarados did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want some advice, ask yourself, what the fuck would Jesus do?
Shut up, Dave. Go, Lara.
Ah, you fucking jammed the printer. My breasts are so big.
Oh.
Oh, fuck you! It was you! I know it was!
Oh.
I'm like a main temple in the office! I've got to explore!
Dragon Rage! Blah.
Oh shit, a T-Rex! In the office! My boss is getting shot!
There's no water in here.
Dragon Boss wants it out. JD is out of usable Pokemon. JD whited out.
I thought it was witted out.
That was
I don't know.
That was in an office with a paper jam. Okay.
Shit at this, Carl. Alright, no, fuck it, Carl. You're Batman from the new.
Yeah, there you go. You'll be Batman.
All right, I'll be Batman.
And who am I?
You're
Wario.
Wario.
The setting is you're both at a convention for people who are sexually aroused by mosquitoes and donuts.
What the fuck?
Can we have a bit of backstory? Why are we at this event?
I just told you. You both have sexual fetishes for mosquitoes and donuts.
I thought it might be like the counsellors or something.
Okay.
No, you read about it online and you want to meet more people like you.
Because we're sick fucks.
Yep. Go!
Who are you again? Sorry.
I'm Batman.
Oh, Batman.
I'm Batman. Hey, Batman. Guess what I did the other day?
Where are they?
I put a donut on my dick, and then put a mosquito on it.
Where is Harvey Dent?
My parents are dead!
So,
I'm Batman! Batman!
Where are they?
Where is everyone? My parents are dead.
Is that you, John Wayne? Is that so,
this one derailed so quickly.
Mario likes donuts in his ass.
My donuts are dead. Where are the mosquitoes? Where are they?
They're all in my ass.
Why am I on this podcast? Why?
This
what have you done to me?
This whole sort of topic area has gone strange.
I blame you,
it started off innocent enough and then it just kind of derailed.
Right, I need to go, guys.
Right. See you later, Dave.
Okay, I have been JD, and this has been Carl Smith. This has been Backseat Gamers Podcast. Peace out, motherfuckers.
For more goodness, should I say, go to backseatgamers.net.